There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Okay, so I believe we have now officially entered second winter in Kansas City. First one was a couple of weeks ago and we had all the snow.
What the hell do we call yesterday and the day before yesterday?
Paradise.
Third summer. It was so good.
There has been over the last 36 hours a 52 degree change in the high temperature.
Yeah, Kansas City has menopause.
Right. Good to be back. Those were 5 days.
We are actually here for those of you listening, and if you need proof of life, we will give it to you. It is Monday, December 29th at 2:06 p.m.
That is correct.
And we are thrilled to be back with you. Honestly,
hi.
On my way in, Scott, I was like, I kind of miss my people. Kind of want to come in and talk about some things.
It's good to see you.
Little speed bump on the way in, but everything else is fine.
You want to tell everybody about that?
Yes. I want to tell everyone. If you're thinking about criming and maybe hitting somebody or someone and then leaving the scene, I can tell you why you should not do that. Because when I was leaving to come to work, I backed out of my garage and there's about 3 inches to spare on either side. It's a pretty tight fit. Today, there was 5 inches on the left side and 0 inches on the right side. And I was in a hurry to get here to give Scott his Christmas present. And I ripped that right side mirror right off. And so here's why I bring up the hit and run. You guys, I barely touched the sidewall of that garage. Barely, okay? It's in 4 pieces with one more larger piece that's still on the ground in my driveway. They will find you. And this is how they find you. Like, you know, the man who killed the guy at Arrowhead. This is how they find you.
That's really where you went?
Barely hit that garage sidewall, and that thing left pieces everywhere. So don't go criming, hitting and running, and thinking you're going to get away with it, because your car has all these little, look at there. There's a serial number on it. First thing my demented brain thought when I picked it up is this is how police catch you when you do bad things and leave the scene. Pro tip.
Did you take your medicine today?
About an hour ago.
Okay.
How was your holiday?
It was good.
Good.
It was lovely. We did the holiday at my mom's house, and then we went to T's cousin in the Northland, and her brother reminded me that I have gained some weight. That was awkward.
Brother reminded you. Like, what did, when you saw him, he goes, oh, wow. What did he say?
No, we're like 2 hours in.
Okay.
You know, and over the last 2 weeks, I've started to eat healthier.
Yeah.
I'm working out again, which I'd gotten away from, sadly, and obviously it shows. But I don't even remember how it came up. But he was sitting at the kitchen table. I'm sitting in the living room. I'm watching the football game. And he, you know, there's probably like 15 people at this get together.
Yeah.
From T's family. I'm the only Parks there. And he just starts weighing in, no pun intended. He goes, you know, I'm out of shape. Look at you, Scott. You're out of shape. I'm like, damn, bro.
Just dropped it right there.
We're at a Christmas get together. We're opening gifts. We're having family love.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm out of shape. Scott, look at you. You're out of shape. I'm like,
yeah. You're like, could you not just give me this one day for some mashed potatoes and then we'll move on and do better?
I hadn't even said anything. I was minding my own business.
You know, as always, as we get older, experiences over things, right? You prefer the time with the family as you get older to what is in the gift box. You really, really, really do.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't care less what's in the gift box.
Two of my gifts, because we were not doing Christmas this year. You know, we went down to Biloxi to see my mom and dad. That was extraordinarily expensive because there were seven people, two Airbnbs, the whole deal, flights.
Right.
So we were like, no gifts. Well, you end up getting one or two little things. You just do. I mean, they're my children. The two things I got that you could not put a price on, and I know you got one too, Scott, just knocked it out of the park. Both of my daughters in tandem knitted me a scarf that will now be my favorite thing of all time.
That's sweet.
It actually looks like the one your mom knitted you. Yours is navy blue. Mine is crimson red. Mm-hmm. We'll go to a KU game together sometime. Anyway, my favorite thing of all time. And then my soon-to-be daughter-in-law. Years ago, I had a bracelet with Jack's name, Sophie's name, and Beatrice's name on it. And by the time the baby came along, this was before Etsy. This was 20 years ago. The person that made it was no longer around, and I could not find the blocks to put his name on the bracelet. So I gifted it to Olivia. I said, take Jack's name out. You can have Jack. The girls don't want theirs. This was 2-3 years ago. Mm-hmm. She went out, found the exact matching pieces, got that old bracelet out, added my fourth child's name to it, and gifted it back.
Nice.
Oh, I about fell over. It's my favorite thing. Now tell them about your...
Did I not tell this last week?
I didn't know you were receiving one.
Okay, so we had Christmas at the Parks house on December 21st because my brother was in town. His son, Sam, was in town from South Dakota where he plays football. And so, and my brother's birthday is on the 20th. So we did birthday on Saturday, Christmas on Sunday. And we're handing out the gifts, and I have kind of assumed the role of the gift dispenser.
Yeah.
Right?
You play Santa.
Well, I play the role that my dad used to play.
Yeah.
And so I sit next to the tree on a little stool, and I hand out the gifts, and we try to do it evenly and everything. My sister-in-law, my brother's wife, crushed it. Absolutely crushed it. She somehow, some way, got her hands on a letter that my dad had written to my mom in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Did you know about this in advance?
I did not know in advance, but I'm telling you, for everyone listening, do this next year.
Oh, it was one of the greatest gifts, if not the greatest gift I've ever received for Christmas. And so she found a letter that my dad had written to my mom from Vietnam back in the 60s. And he signed it, Love Always, Mayo, right? And so she handed, she had three boxes. She gave one to my mom, one to my brother, and one to me.
Yeah.
And she goes, you have to open it at the same time because it's the same gift. And so we did, and it's an ornament. It's
round.
Like a ball.
Yeah, ball.
Ball ornament. And each one of us got a different color, but everything was the same otherwise. And it just read, Love Always, in his handwriting.
In his hand. It's unbelievable.
Love Always, Mayo.
I will tell you this. I'm sure you cried, Scott. You're going to cry now. It's things and experiences.
I cried.
And, you know, that probably, you want to talk about money. There's no amount of money you can put on that.
No.
You will have that on your tree every single year. Mm-hmm. And for those of you listening who we've all lost somebody, to put from a letter love in your grandmother's handwriting or your mother's handwriting, to me is just, you know, there's nothing you're going to go buy at Target.
Nah, she killed it.
That is going to be so meaningful. Speaking of Target, you know,
okay.
Even though we told the kids no gifts, one of the funniest things that happened, I'm curious if this happened to you guys. We don't need a lot at this stage in our lives. Sophie has been saying for months, Mother, you have got to get a set of knives. You don't have any knives. You have terrible knives. I don't have a chopping knife. I don't have a serrated knife. I have a hodgepodge of steak knives that don't cut steak. Whatever. So for Christmas, it was very sweet. She boxed up a large set of, you know, professional cutlery. And I, online nice. Target, I don't know where she got it. I open it and I kind of start laughing. I said, oh my gosh, thank you so much. We need this so badly.
As you didn't have any sharp knives in your home?
It's a hodgepodge of bad knivery. I kind of giggle because as I'm opening this and laughing, Johnny is opening his set of knives that I purchased for him. We all start laughing. Johnny goes, wait, goes under the tree to deliver to me the set of knives that he purchased.
How many sets of knives do you have?
We walked away with
three.
The kind with the butcher block and the scissors, you guys, and the sharpener. Three sets of knives. We all gifted each other the exact same thing.
Well, I'll let you know.
Don't you tell me you got me a set of knives.
No, I did not. I already gave you your gift.
We look like serial killers.
The Stafford robe does not exist anymore.
Oh, no. How many years has it been?
30 years.
Oh.
And here's the problem is my mom, after listening to the show and hearing about the holes in the armpits and everything.
It was bad.
She gets me a robe.
Yep.
So did T's mom.
That's a good mom gift.
So
hey, I will trade
you
two
new robes.
One set of knives.
For a robe. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So at some point, we'll talk about the most awkward gifts you could give and or receive for the holiday. And we were looking for a couple of like odd things over break. We collect a very specific set of china. We're looking for a couple of those pieces. So I was on Facebook Marketplace where you find that random stuff. Mm-hmm. And I noticed in the Johnson County Swap and Shop page, someone right before the holidays had posted a tombstone. And I thought, well, that's weird. Is someone selling tombstones? Like, it's on a Swap and Shop Marketplace site. Okay. Like, I'm not going to meet you in a Walmart parking lot for a headstone.
Is there already a name on it?
Yep. And so I clicked on it out of curiosity.
So it wasn't a blank tombstone.
Nope. And it says, and I quote, two Johnson County cemetery plots for sale, $4,500. Oh. And then it goes into the description, Scott, of where, oh, it's a beautiful spot. It's overlooking a little brook. And here it is right here. We're only asking $4,500. They were $4,500 each. So if you buy now, this is out at Memorial Gardens, it's two for one. And the name...
That is a nice cemetery.
It's two for one. The name currently on the headstone is either Meyer or Mayer. Okay? It's a little far away. Okay? I don't necessarily think you have to be a Meyer or a Mayer, but if you're in the market for the holidays... for a two-for-one deal on your burial plot, that is now for sale. And I got to thinking, can you just buy and sell those? Like, you're putting china up for, like, it is hands down one of the weirdest things I've ever seen listed. And is there a contract?
Would they dig the dead person up,
Scott,
to make room for you?
I have no words. Unless someone bought one of those pre-paid-for burial plots, which my grandparents did before they died. You can prepay for so my loved ones aren't left to pay our final expenses. You know, you see those commercials all the time. I'm sorry. Well, I don't want to be a burden to my family. Is this one of those things that someone prepaid for it? And
You're
then let's say like they went down in a plane crash and there was no remains to be had.
Well, why would
and
there...
so now you have these two holes and someone's trying to make $4,500 off of them.
Why would there be a headstone on a plot where there's no body?
Scott, I don't have answers.
Don't you need the dates?
Maybe that's their family plot and they're inviting you to join their ancestors because the two people that needed them no longer need them. The real question is, why do the two people for which those were intended no longer need them?
No, it's not why they no longer need them. It's why do their survivors need the money for the plots where they are currently buried?
I just feel like this is fraught with legal issues.
Did you say fraught or fraud?
Fraught. I don't think it's fraud. I think it's fraught with questions. Like, can you just buy and sell those like property? My guess is there's contractual things because the cemetery owns the land. They don't own the land. You're basically paying to hold the space, if you will, until I pass, and I don't want to be a burden to my loved ones.
Well, you know, in Europe, for example, you're only allowed so many years in the ground.
And then you're out.
Yep. They don't have a lot of property.
The only thing I can think of is if you lived your entire life here in Kansas City, okay?
Yeah.
You prepaid for these two plots, and then you decide in retirement you're moving to Hawaii or to Cape Coral, Florida. And you get down there and you love it so much that you're like, you know what? We're going to be cremated, dump my ashes in the ocean. Mm-hmm. We don't need those plots anymore. We'll just be absent from our family's final resting place.
So in Europe, it's typically 20 to 30 years in the ground.
That's it.
And then they dig you back up and they sell it to somebody else.
Yeah. Because after the second generation of people, Scott, no one is going back there to pay their respects.
Well, and you know, my dad was never on this planet when my kids were alive. And I've taken them to Leavenworth National. They visited with my dad, and I use visited, obviously, in air quotes.
Because it's meaningful
to me.
To you.
Mm-hmm. Do you think when I, and God bless my dad, but when I die, do you think my kids are going to Leavenworth National?
No.
Do you think their kids are going to Leavenworth National?
They will go to where you are placed.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot be placed next to mom and dad.
No, I cannot.
But a lot of people that are not military families have a family cemetery plot. And I'm going to tell you right now, ours is a great example. We have a Wright cemetery, entire area that goes way back in either Onega or Wamego. It's possible my mom and dad end up buried there.
But you don't even know where it is.
But I won't. I would not end up buried there, but mom and dad probably would. And I'm telling you right now, it's the next time that would be even possible to go out there to see my late grandma and grandpa would be on the way to Manhattan. Johnny said to me the day, like, he goes, you know, like, well, Amigo's sort of on the way to Manhattan. I go, great. We could absolutely stop by.
But let me ask you this.
But my kids aren't going to do that.
When your parents pass, God forbid the day, and they're buried in Wamego or Onega.
Or Ocean Springs.
And you don't even know where it is.
Right.
How many times, other than the actual date of that funeral, do you think, because that's a bit of a drive.
It's a haul, yeah.
How many times do you think you're going to go visit them at the cemetery?
I think maybe in the first year or two on a birthday or on, you know, but to me, I've never been one of those people who thinks I have to physically go to where their cremains are resting. Mm-hmm. I just don't feel that. I feel like they live on in your heart and in other ways. And my dad would say, I would much rather you go out, have a beer and, you know, toast to me and remember me in a different
way.
What's
the point of even putting you in the ground?
Scott, I don't know. I don't know when we started doing that.
I mean, if your mom or your dad are going to be buried in Wamego or Onega, what's the point if nobody's going to go see them?
I asked you the same thing because
I'm going to be cremated.
You want your cremains buried. And I thought, well, that's overkill. I'm sorry. Pick
really?
One or the
overkill?
Other.
Overkill?
If you're going to be cremated, have the ashes scattered, why bury it? Then you're still taking up space and there's nothing there.
Well, that's fine. Then take me down to Cancun and put me at the GR Solaris.
Bingo. That's what I'm going to do.
If you can get away with it, take me down to the GR Solaris and scatter me into the ocean.
It's frowned upon, but they're not going to tackle you.
It's illegal.
Whatever.
913.
So is jaywalking.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. From the text line, good question, 1432. Where has Sam been? Sam has been fired.
Stop it.
He could not meet the standards that we had set for him, and so we have now hired Jason High, who is our producer this afternoon. In all seriousness, Sam has taken the last 2 weeks off, or he's taken 2 weeks off, and smart on his part because we got three days off last week,
yeah.
So he only had to burn two, and then he's burning three this week and gets Thursday and Friday off anyway because they're company holidays. Sam will be back a week from today. He has not been fired. He's just enjoying some time off. Joe in Harrisonville. Joe, hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
So we were talking about spreading ashes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so when my mother passed away, I spread some of her ashes on my cousin's farm with my uncle. And I took a trip to Paris. And though it might have been illegal, I spread the rest of her ashes over a rose garden underneath the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, no, that's beautiful, Joe. Also highly frowned upon, but you know what? Good for you.
Gonna go back and visit her in May.
Good for you.
Huh. And nobody noticed?
If they did notice, nobody said anything.
I don't know what the problem is with spreading ashes somewhere. I mean, I know that I think you've said you want to be spread on a golf course.
Yeah, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. It's going to just kind of, you know, mix right in with the earth. It's not like it's right. going to be there for people to trip over.
What does it matter?
I don't think it does.
If you want to take your ashes, let's say you pass here in Kansas City.
Yeah.
And you want your ashes on some golf course, you know, Augusta.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Super frowned upon there. Because
everybody
does. Everyone does it. But, you know.
But what does it matter?
I don't think it does. I think you ask for forgiveness and not permission.
On the next rain, you're gone.
Yeah. What time is it in Portugal?
Right now?
Yeah.
Probably 8:30.
The greatest spreading of ashes story that I have ever heard comes from John Grayson. And he told the story after his mother's funeral years ago on this very program. I know enough to be dangerous. If we can get him to call him, we have to do
it. Let me reach out.
Because during a time of grief, funny things do happen. Life happens. Absurdity happens. What happened to John and his sister with respect to his mother's ashes?
I've never heard this story.
Oh, could not even be a Saturday Night Live skit, Scott, because no one would believe it. No one would. It is so ridiculous and so funny, not funny, that we'll see if we can get him in. And if we can't, I promise you, I will tell the story because it lives rent-free in my head.
All right, let's go to Heather in Kansas City, Missouri. Hello, Heather.
Hi.
Hi. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. You were talking about about selling plots and stuff.
Yeah. It's for sale on Marketplace. 2-for-1, by the way.
Right.
It's a deal.
Well, see, now we bought... Our family bought a 4-plot because my dad's sister passed away and he needed a place to bury her. And he bought it was cheaper to buy the 4 plots.
A quad.
But the 3, and so we left us to be able to use the 3. But we cannot sell them to any individual. We have to sell it back to the cemetery if we don't use them.
At a steep discount, I wonder, Heather?
I don't know. They didn't tell us that, but you cannot go out and sell it to anyone else.
And I'm sure they'll know, Heather, because at the time this is the problem with this thing on Facebook Marketplace. At the time, let's say it's the Meyer family transfers these 2 plots. Let's say you buy it, Scott. Now you have 2 plots within their family burial area. At the time that one of you passes...
But do you own that property?
You don't. The cemetery is going to go, whoa.
Right.
Who's this Scott guy? We thought John Mayer was going in here. Meyer, whatever.
John Mayer, the singer?
They could sell it to John Mayer. He could slide right in.
Okay.
His body is a wonderland. He could go in there.
From the text line, 4228, it's not all ashes. There are chunks and teeth and bone fragments in there.
Okay.
Cremains are body. Our bodies, beg your pardon, releasing bone dust into the air is dangerous, duh. Is it? Releasing bone dust into the air?
I've never shaken a box or opened it up, nor would I. What I would say to the crematorium is, can you grab a colander and sift the stuff out, and then we'll take the ashes
to
Augusta.
Yeah,
you keep the hard material. Right. Let's call it solid material.
Okay.
You keep the solid material. Give me the ashes. We'll be on our way.
Stephen in Olathe. Stephen, hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well, thank you.
I officiate a lot of funerals. Once in Southern California, they'd been married forever. She was a ballet dancer. He had worked for the acting business. He passed away. They wanted to have a seaside funeral. It was all well done. She got out to the edge of the ocean. The idea was to dump his cremains out there. We were all very close. There's the water down there. The cars are right behind us. We were kind of doing this on the fly. And at the last minute, as she went to spread them, she did this really graceful pirouette, like celebrating his life, and spun around, and the ashes went airborne. Oh. And we ended up with Fred in our hair, Fred in our faces. Fred was on our windshields.
I'm not laughing.
I am.
Yeah. Fred was on our windshield. We had to turn on windshield wipers to wipe Fred off of our windshield.
Oh, my God.
We all went home with Fred.
Look, I hope Fred had a great sense of humor. And I think he was laughing from up above, Stephen, because that's funny. It's kind of like the Grayson story. No matter how you cut it, it's funny.
Yep.
All right, man. Hey, do appreciate the call. Thank you for it. Jim in KCK. Hello, Jim.
Hello. How are you doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
On the cemetery plots, you do own those. The cemetery does not own those. You get a deed with them, just like if you purchased 80 acres.
Is that a fact?
Really?
Yep. You get a deed with that, and unless it's a privately owned cemetery, if it's a publicly owned cemetery, you can sell those. You just transfer the deed over to the new person.
Huh.
I've never heard of, I thought all cemeteries
you can quit
were
claim,
private.
Wait, Jim, you can quit claim deed your cemetery plot?
Yeah. Yep, not that uncommon.
That's awesome.
I thought all cemeteries, minus the national ones, were private. Am I wrong?
No, if you go out in the country, the townships own them, cities own them. In fact, unless you're in the city, very few cemeteries are privately owned.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. I did not know that. All right, what is the Grayson story? Because I've already texted him. I haven't heard back.
Scott,
it's 8:30 at night
over there.
His
mom passes. With very specific instructions, and I mean they were very specific.
Okay.
She wanted, after the service, her cremains with John and his sister to walk down to the creek where she played as a child behind the home that her great-grandparents and grandparents and parents owned. Okay?
All right.
Lovely, sweet thing. She has all of the memories there in this creek and on the homestead of her family. So... It's an outdoor after-funeral gathering with the family. They have catered meals brought in. It's a beautiful day outside. They're all in the backyard. And it's about time. And John says to his sister, all right, do you want to take these down to the creek and for mom's final wishes? And they decided to do this just as her children. They didn't want 50 people gawking down there when they did this and said a few words and put her in the creek. With their order that came for lunch, it was like fried chicken, potatoes, all the fixings. They also got several large things of coffee in the carriers, the coffee carriers that you get at Panera, with the little styrofoam coffee cups that come with that.
Okay.
And one of the aunts comes over and says, hey, have you done anything with the ashes yet? And John says, we're getting ready to do that per mom's wishes, and it's just going to be my sister and I. And she says, no, but before you go down, we want some of them.
Some of the cremains?
Yes. She asked John to divide up his mother so that the sister, with whom his mother did not get along, could scoop some out and take some home. He said, you know, Jan, my mom was very specific in her wishes. She wants to be spread behind the creek. That is what we are going to do. Again, the aunt says, no, just give us a little bit of her.
Oh, my God.
And John said, I wasn't going to make a scene. We just weren't going to do this. And part of the reason was, number one, it was against his mom's wishes.
Right.
Number two, the aunt wanted to take her portion of the cremains.
Which she was not entitled to.
Not entitled to. and go spread them like on the burial plot where the family rests. And John said, look, it's a complicated history, but my mom did not want anything to do with that side of the family. So John said, look, I put my foot down. I said, absolutely not. We've got the order here. We've got her will. Yeah. We're doing what mom wants. So he said, we waited until everyone had had some drinks and they were all kind of laughing and telling stories. We slipped away quietly, my sister and I. We took the cremains. We walked down, then slid down the embankment to get down to the creek. And he made a point of telling this story, Scott, that the embankment was steep. You don't just walk to the creek's edge.
Right, okay.
So he helps his sister. They get down there. They say a few words. They bid their mother goodbye. They put all of the ashes in the creek. And it takes some effort to get back up the embankment.
Right.
10 minutes later, his cousin comes over and says, I am so sorry. I don't want to be in the middle of this. But my mother has taken a styrofoam cup and is running down toward the creek bed.
Oh, my word.
To siphon and scoop out some of the cremains to take home. John says, now keep in mind.
Psycho, party of one, your table's ready.
My mother's sister is like 85 years old. They are tumbling and tripping to get down to the creek. He says, by the time we get to the embankment's edge,
right,
we see her straining into the water to scoop out mom.
Oh, my God.
Then she can't get back up the embankment.
And how is she going to dry these cremains?
Scott.
With a hairdryer?
Very few things about death are funny, but you have to realize, like, sometimes, John said, in the styrofoam coffee cup with the label on it, like Fred's Coffee and Donuts, and he goes, mom had already floated down the creek.
Yeah, she's gone.
You got some she's algae, gone. And now you've got a broken hip, you weirdo.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Producer Jason, hi. Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So Beyonce has officially reached billionaire status, according to NBC News. Okay. She is the fifth musician to ever hit that milestone. Would you care to guess the other four?
Taylor Swift has to be on the
Taylor
list.
Taylor Swift is in the four.
And then are we reaching way back to Elvis because they count his estate?
We are not.
Paul McCartney?
No.
Michael Jackson?
Well, no, because his one-legged ex-wife took half of his stuff.
Michael Jackson?
Nope.
Madonna?
No.
Wow. Wait a minute. It's going to be a Garth Brooks or a Post Malone-ish or some big country person.
Okay. You want me to put you out of your misery?
Well, I got two of the five.
You got one of the four.
Okay.
You got Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Jay-Z.
Okay.
Rihanna.
Ooh, is Kanye on there?
Bruce Springsteen.
Okay, who saw that movie over break? I'm surprised Bruce Springsteen is on there and Michael Jackson is not.
No, nor Prince.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The reason I guess Garth Brooks was because he owns everything. That's why you can't listen to him on, you can't just call up Garth Brooks' favorite song, or you didn't used to be able to, because
he refused to
sell it.
I don't think he writes his own stuff.
Okay, there it is.
In fact, I'm almost convinced he doesn't write his own stuff.
The Bruce Springsteen biopic is now available to purchase on stream. We haven't done it yet, but we're going to do it.
Did you watch it?
We have not yet. You can stream it for like $20 right now. And we will.
$20?
We will stream it, Scott. And the other one coming out is the Ping Pong movie starring Timothy Chalamet.
What's it called?
Marvin.
No. It came out over the weekend.
He's supposed to like win an Oscar for
Marty
this.
Marty Supreme.
Gwyneth Paltrow is in it. I cannot wait to see that film.
Garth Brooks writes roughly 40% of the songs on his records.
Okay. Would you like to guess the highest grossing movie of 2025? It's clickbait. I clicked on it today.
Is it Zootopia?
I felt right in. No, it's close. Zootopia 2 is on the list of top
Avatar?
15 money-making films. Jurassic World Rebirth, which was horrible.
Was number one?
It's on the list of the top 15.
I know it wasn't Nuremberg.
The Fantastic Four, First Steps. The Conjuring, Last Rites, which I thought was very good. Captain America, Brave New World. And Wicked, For Good.
Oh, I forgot about that.
But the number one highest grossing movie of all of 2025 is a movie called Ni-Za 2.
I'm sorry?
A Chinese animated film that raked in $2.2 billion, which is double the runner-up of Zootopia 2, which banked about $1.3 million. What does that tell you? An animated...
China has a lot of people.
Animated Chinese film doubled Zootopia 2.
Huh. Well, they have over a billion people. We have 330 million.
I saw Nuremberg over the break.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And we went down a rabbit hole. Have you seen it? We went down a rabbit hole.
No, I haven't yet, but I want to.
Reading all about it.
Yep.
And you guys, if you think you know, well, I know what the Nuremberg trials were. Yeah, most of us just from high school history class know that they put the world's most evil men on trial at the top of the SS mm-hmm. for the slaughter of 6 million Jewish people and others.
Well, keep in mind, and this gets lost in the history of World War II. It wasn't just 6 million Jews, and I'm not minimizing that at all.
It was gay people. It was poets. It was creative types.
It was 12 million people. 12 million. the Jews were the largest of the groups that were slaughtered, but it was gypsies, it was gays,
yeah.
It was communists. They literally murdered 12 million people.
One of the things I want to say about this, even if you're not interested in World War II history, is that you think the movie is about the trial, and it is, but it really isn't. The movie is really about Rami Malek's character, who should also win an Oscar.
The psychoanalysis,
it is a true story. He plays the psychiatrist who is called in to do hundreds of hours of interviews with these men to make sure they are fit to stand trial, to make sure they aren't suicidal, to make sure, are they psychopaths? And the world, world wants these men to be madmen, psychopaths, maybe so crazy they're not fit for trial. That is not what his research found.
By the way,
run, do not walk to go see Nuremberg.
Worldwide, that movie has made $26 million.
Unbelievable to me.
It has been a complete flop, and I can't figure it out.
It's phenomenal.
913-586-7798. News coming your way in exactly 2 minutes here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.